Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 5 and the first three verses. Disaster. It's the same theme coming again and again. This is the prophet Amos for you. So many of the minor prophets are in this mode. Israel needed it. Judah needed it. And God sent these men with very stern prophecies and proclamations and preachings. But it's the people needed these to hear these words. Chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. Hear this word, O house of Israel. This lament I take up concerning you. And then verse 3. This is what the sovereign Lord says. And beyond my text, but in verse 4. This is what the Lord says to the house of Israel. It's not just simply Amos speaking. As he opened his prophecy, he told us the Lord was roaring from Zion. And it's God speaking here, verse 1, verse 3, verse 4, and so on. And what a curse it is that he heaps upon Israel. Fallen is virgin Israel, never to rise again, deserted in her own land, with no one to lift her up. Now, we know the cause of this. We know the reason behind it. Israel has broken the covenant, transgressed the law, played fast and loose with God's word, and dabbled with the pagans. And God has sent prophet after prophet, warning after warning, challenge after challenge, and still they have not repented, returned, and reformed. And therefore, God says, the time is coming when virgin Israel will fall, and she will never rise again. Now, what did this mean? Well, the northern kingdom, as a matter of fact, was taken into Assyria. And as a matter of fact, the northern kingdom, the Israel, never did return. Judah was taken into captivity for its sins and was taken to Babylon and was there for 70 years. It would return, at least a portion. The temple would be built, at least some sort of temple. Some sort of system was set up, but it never reached its former glory. The kingdom was never to be restored. The temple was never truly restored, even in Judah. Okay, God would bring his sovereign purpose to fulfillment. The Messiah would come. He would complete, fulfill, render obsolete the old covenant and its law by completing it and bringing in the new. And it would all be done according to God's purpose. But nevertheless, Israel was going to come under God's judgment because of its sins. The new covenant would come and replace the old. And it would be utter ruin for Israel. The city that marches out 1,000 strong for Israel will have only 100 left. The town that marches out 100 strong will have only 10 left. What a wonderful beginning Israel had. Read Exodus 19. Whatever you say to us, we will do. Wonderful promises. But Exodus 19 is followed by Exodus 20. And so it goes on. And within a few verses, you'll be reading of the fall of Israel into idolatry. And so it goes on. Read the book of Judges. Read before that the time when they refused to go into the promised land, and so on. These things, 1 Corinthians 10, are written for our learning, brother and sister. The churches today need to hear the warning that God gives. Okay, God will fulfill his sovereign purpose. I have no doubt about it. But one part of that sovereign purpose is this. If my people will not obey me, but will go to the world and mess around with my covenant and break my law, the law of Christ, there are consequences. The New Testament is very clear on this, and God is not to be mocked. Hear this word, O house of Israel. That's not just for 2,500 years ago. That is right on the dot today. We must hear this word of God, this lament, this sovereign God speaking to us. today, hear, heed, listen, and act upon it. May we do so for Christ's sake. Amen.